Welcome to the On the Road to Freedom podcast. We're so glad you joined us today. We can't wait to get into the Word with you and share some truth that's going to change your life. Make sure and hit the subscribe button and help us spread the word by rating and reviewing the show. You can also connect with us at mylan.org for more helpful resources. Now, let's get into today's show.
Welcome to On the Road to Freedom. Today we are in the magnificent Banff National Park.
Awesome.
We are in Banff, Alberta, Canada. We are at the incredibly wonderful and luxurious Rimrock Resort. And Christy and I have been here, I think we figured out 17 times. Mm-hmm. It's one of the places we came the first year. We didn't go here on our honeymoon. We went to Hawaii, but we came up to preach in Calgary, Alberta, which we did earlier this week.
Yes.
And we always bring our skis, and it was the first year that we were married, and it was so romantic. These Rockies, oh my goodness.
They're beautiful.
And this town, and these restaurants, and I don't know. It was just, the maple syrup. I mean, these maple leaves, these Canadians, everything is made maple up here. It's awesome.
Right.
It's cool.
It's really good pancakes.
Oh, the pancakes. My Lord. So anyway, we've been having such an awesome time here, and they're going to be showing y'all the stuff. Today, we're going to be talking about friendship, which is really important if you're going to enjoy your life. Mm-hmm. True friendship, there's a difference.
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking about what the world calls friendship and what God calls friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to have one of my friends jump in here right quick because yesterday we went up to do some skiing. And come on in here, Michael. This is my good buddy.
Look at this.
Wanted you to see this shine
of
a man here.
You guys won't believe this, but Mylan hit me in the eye yesterday.
This is a true friend. How long we've been ministering together in different ways, Michael? Well,
92, I think we.
1992. We made some records. We've done a lot. We spent 5 years on the road on motorcycles doing that
church
our
on
devotional,
the run.
Mm-hmm. Our daily devotional, Church on the Run.
Yeah.
And now we're doing these TV shows. We just keep doing stuff. So anyway, we're friends. But we went up to ski yesterday, and we were going to video. I was going to be so cool because I've skied this mountain so much. But it was whited out. We couldn't see yesterday. We got no footage. But he got a black eye, and I didn't, and I fell. And I'm so thankful that my true friend took that black eye for me. Thanks, buddy. Man, I just wanted you to know, true friends find a way to have fun and keep rocking.
That's it.
And you know what? True friends, and I'll just say this up front, you got to work at being true friends because everybody's a jerk sometime. Can I say that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't care how much you love Jesus, everybody does something selfish sometimes.
Yeah.
Everybody is, sometimes people get so overwhelmed that they can't see. The Bible says there's two sides to everything, but their life is so intense at the time, they can only see their side of the situation and not yours. And that's when a true friend stands by you no matter what's going on. Now, we're talking about the Word of God, so let me say this. The reason we call our show On the Road to Freedom is because Jesus said in John 8:31-32, he said, if you'll continue in my word, and that's what we're going to do today, and that's what you're going to do with us, praise God. If you continue in my word, you will be my disciples truly, and you will know the truth, and it will make you free. And that's the will of God for your life, and that's our will for your life too. Come on, baby, teach us about true friendship.
Well,
my love.
In talking about friendship, I want to give you this wonderful definition.
And by the way, the one giving you this wonderful definition is my best friend.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm so thankful to be best friends with you, with your mate. That's such a gift from the Lord.
Yes, it is.
And I encourage you, husbands and wives, to really enjoy each other as best friends. You know, we work together, and yes, we live together, but we also play together.
Yes.
We enjoy each other, don't we?
Yes, we do, baby.
So we're enjoying being here together, filming these shows for you. And again, this show is for you because we want you to live free and free indeed. That's what Jesus Jesus paid the price for you to live. Amen. And so today we're talking about true friendship is one of the ways that you enjoy the life God gave you. And the definition in Webster's 1828 dictionary, which is my favorite because it's founded, Noah Webster was a Christian, and so this dictionary is founded on Christian principles. In fact, much of the definitions, many of the definitions, have verses with the definition. So when it came to this word, he defined friendship as an attachment to a person proceeding from intimate acquaintance. So you know this person well. True friendship. Now I want to clarify that today because that's what we're talking about and there is a difference. True friendship is a noble and virtuous attachment. That means it's a good thing. Springing from a pure source. Mm-hmm. That means this friendship has no agenda.
Yeah, come
on. No impure motive. Mm. A respect for worth or amiable qualities. False friendship is temporary. It's a temporary attachment springing from an interest, but it may change in a moment.
To enmity.
To enmity, right.
Yeah.
It can change in a moment. So we're talking about true friendship today that's founded from a, grounded on the Word of God, really.
And that temporary friends use each other.
Mm-hmm.
They have an agenda and they use each other to get to where they want to go.
Right.
But true friends don't have an agenda. They just want their friends to be blessed. They want what God wants in their friends' life.
Yeah.
And they want to encourage and build up. And that's what ministry is. Jesus, in Ephesians, the fourth chapter, it says that God appointed apostles, prophets, teachers, preachers, and evangelists. And our job, the fivefold ministry, is to build up, encourage the body of Christ. And that especially means your loved ones and your friends, and build them up and help them to be all that they can be for Jesus.
Right. And it says there can be no friendship without confidence.
Mm.
And, you know, confidence is about really about faith, about trust.
Yes, trust.
There can be no true friendship without confidence and no confidence without integrity.
Yes.
So true friends keep their word.
Yes,
you
they
can
do.
You can count on them.
Their yea is yea, their nay is nay.
Yes, and the first law of friendship is sincerity. That means
That's
this
good.
Is genuine. Again, this is a pure motive. True friendship is based on love.
Yes,
That's
it
right.
is. That's right. Ecclesiastes 4 and verse 9, man, this is good. Two are better than one. I want to say amen on that deal right there.
Yeah.
Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls.
Mm.
For he has no one to help him up. Again, if two lie down together, they keep each other warm. But how can one be warm alone?
Wow.
Though one may be overpowered by another when an enemy comes to attack, two can withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken, the Word of God says. God, who is wisdom, says we need each other.
Yeah, so this is important.
Yeah.
God is the one who's designed you for relationship.
Yes.
Relationships are very important to him, and he says two are better than one. It is better when you have a friend.
And that also, and this is important to understand, is the reason some people think, well, I don't need to go to church because I can watch it online or
right.
I can go out. Some people say they go fishing and, oh, I just love to be close to God in nature. Mm-hmm. No, the reason you need to go to church is he said, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together.
Yes.
Because it's in working out your love for others
mm-hmm.
when they're hard to love sometimes. It's in working out staying a true friend instead of just getting offended easily and walking away from somebody just because they got on your nerves or they frustrated you or something. And by the way, we all do that. We all do that. If we stay close enough together, if we work close enough together,
mm-hmm.
then I mean, think of how close you have to be when you're married. If we can't work this stuff out, marriages won't last.
Yeah.
Companies won't stay together. Ministries won't stay together. Churches don't stay together over this one issue.
Mm.
What is true friendship? It is not wise to be a lone ranger.
No, it's not.
Whenever the wolves are hunting in a pack or the lions are hunting, they're looking for that one
mm-hmm.
injured one or that slow one who's young. But when that one gets off away from the rest of the pack, they attack it. That's what the devil does. If you're the Lone Ranger and you stay away from the rest of the body of Christ, you're easy pickings for the enemy. Mm. So we need to build relationships that are strong.
Yes.
At least two. Godly counsel is, we see in Proverbs 27, verse 9, oil and perfume rejoice the heart. Mm-hmm. So does the sweetness of a friend's counsel that comes from his heart.
Yes.
Man, isn't that good?
Yeah.
It is sweet when somebody gives you real wisdom.
Yeah, God said that's a good thing. That's one of the things that true friends do for you is give you godly counsel.
That's right.
Amen.
We need that in our lives. Proverbs 27 and verse 17 says, as iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend.
Yeah.
I like that in the NLT.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 119 in verse 105 is one of my favorites. It says, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Yes.
Why would anybody walk around stumbling and tripping and falling around in darkness when you could just simply cut the light on and walk with God?
Amen.
And that's what it's like when we share the word of God. We're shining a light so that you and everybody else who wants to, who's willing to, can walk in the light. Jesus said in Matthew 5 and 14 that we are the light of the world. Yeah. When you join Team Milan, you're helping me and Christy, and you're building the kingdom of God and putting it first.
Amen.
When you help finance us and pray for the places we go and the Bible studies that we do, we're shining a light so that others aren't walking around in darkness stumbling, but they actually get to enjoy walking with the Lord every day.
Yeah.
So pray about joining Team Milan and helping us change the world one person at a time. True friends sharpen each other. That means we challenge each other to keep coming up higher. We hold each other accountable. We point out, hey, dude, you know, we can do better than this. Come on now. We can do this. Let's get after this. And we keep on and we don't quit trying. True friends sharpen each other. This means we tell each other the truth in love. We hold each other accountable to the word of God. That's what true friends do.
Yes.
True friends will actually tell you what the Bible says, even if you would walk away from them, if they truly love you. I'd rather have a godly man do whatever it takes to wake me up than to have a heathen tell me that everything's all right when it's not.
Yeah.
If you're on your way to hell and somebody says, oh, praise the Lord, brother, you're just doing fine. They don't love you. They're not doing you a favor. That's not going to help you in the long run.
No.
What will help you is the truth will set you free.
The truth. And you know, this is so important because in our modern day culture, it's so subtle, but I've seen it in sayings and social media and on media in general, where friends are people who encourage you.
Only.
Basically, always tell you what you want to hear.
Yeah.
But according to the Word, we need to make sure that our friendship is defined by the Word of God, not by what the world says a friend is. Because remember, that's temporary. If people only tell you what you want to hear, then I would check out. There's some motives there that may not be pure. Because a true friend, when a friendship is founded on the Word of God, a true friend who really loves you will always tell you the truth in love, even if it hurts your feelings. Because if you're headed for the ditch, they want you to know, hey, watch it, you're headed for the ditch.
Yeah.
They're trying to protect you. They're trying to help you. Now, again, I'm not saying this is not an attitude of, well, I'm going to tell you like it is. I'm going to, you know, put you in your place.
Or control you.
I'm not talking about control in any way. Right. I'm talking about true friends encourage each other or challenge each other to come up higher in love to the Word of God. Let me give you an example. All of these friends here with us today, we're going to talk about filming for a while. We're going to talk about the beauty of God's creation. But we're always going to get to the Word. And when we start discussing the Word, we all start challenging each other to come up higher to be a doer of the Word. So that's what we're talking about here. A true friend will sharpen you, will help you grow. Amen. And so when it comes to being loyal, also a true friend is a loyal person. This means they don't walk away. Proverbs 27:10 says, never abandon a friend. Mm. And I thought that was so good. Proverbs 17:17 says, a friend loves at all times. No matter what mood you're in, a friend loves at all times.
That's good.
We got to remind each other,
That's
honey.
It. Come on.
Okay. And is born as is a brother for adversity. Now, That's this right. just means a true friend will stick with
they
you
don't quit
through
on
the
you
tough
when it
stuff.
Gets tough.
Right. They don't walk away when it gets hard. Yeah. And so, a friend, a true friend in the New Living, it says, a friend is always loyal. Yeah. So love here, this is so important for you to understand. When it comes to true friends, love is not a feeling. Love is a commitment. And that is what we base our friendship on. The love of God within us is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So we can do this. And God said, God's love says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake
never.
You. So that's the level of commitment that we can walk in.
And that commitment is the difference in being a phony friend and a real friend.
Right, right.
That's the bottom line. I mean, a true friend, when adversity comes, when you're at your worst, when disease strikes your body, or somebody does something and they hurt, they say something and they walk away from you, and you're just hurting, or you're in a weakened state. Of course, that's when the devil attacks. When the enemy attacks you, and it's the perfect storm, and the enemy has set up all these situations, and they're all coming together at once. A true friend will not walk away at that point. A true friend is there for adversity.
Mm.
When it's up against the wall time, that's when a brother is born. A sister who's a true friend is there for you when it's hard.
Yeah.
When it's intense.
Amen.
You won't be alone. God will have somebody there for you that really is a brother or sister
right.
and a true friend.
So love is a commitment. We're
That's
committed.
Right.
I'm committed to you, honey.
I'm committed to you, baby.
And John 15:13 says, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends.
That's right.
Now, this means true friendship. Let me put this on a practical level for you day to day. When you lay down your life for your friends, it's talking about laying down also your what you want, your desires or your needs. You prefer the other person. The word actually talks about we're to prefer one another. So every day, Mylon and I are looking for ways to lay down our life for each other and prefer each other's needs and wants. Mm. And we do that in the marriage. We also do that with our friends. Now, this is something real simple, but where do you want to go to eat? Well, no, you choose. No, it's your turn. We prefer each other. What would you like to do tonight? We've talked about loyalty. Now we're going to talk about being faithful. And the definition of faithful is firm in adherence to the truth. That means adhering to the truth, which is the Word of God, firmly adhering to duty, loyal, constant in the performance of duties or services. Boy, that's good.
That's awesome.
They remain constant. A faithful friend will just keep doing what they need to do.
That's
There's
right.
no emotional roller coaster.
That's right.
Constant in performance, true to one's word.
Honest.
A faithful friend will keep their word.
Integrity, yes.
True to the marriage covenant. When you're faithful to the marriage covenant, constant, not fickle. That means a faithful friend won't be swayed in their commitment by their emotions
That's
or
right.
circumstance. They're not fickle, they're constant. That's what faithfulness is. So a faithful friend understands covenant because God is a covenant God.
That's good, baby. That's awesome. Proverbs 20 and verse 6 says, many claim to have unfailing love, but a faithful person who can find? That's the NIV. I'm going to read that again. Man, this is a description that is just, we all need to get this in our hearts.
Yeah.
Many claim to have unfailing love. Many people have said to you, I'm your friend, and I'll always be beside you, and I'll stick with you.
Mm.
And you can look around, where are they today?
Yeah.
What? Because a faithful person, God said, who can find? There are some, but boy, they are a rare thing. They shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Christians shouldn't be unfaithful. Christians shouldn't walk away from each other because we're different. And we have our own things going on in our own life that cause pressure and stress. And nobody knows that those things are going on. We don't always talk about all those things. Some things we're praying about, some things we're thinking about that are stressful and intense. Yeah. But, you know, the Word says that it's rare to find a truly faithful friend.
Yeah, the Word says
a faithful person.
It's rare, yeah.
In our culture today, faithfulness is not valued because self has been elevated to first place. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many selfies do you see being taken today? I mean, we take them all the time to show people where we are, and we take them usually if there's a whole bunch of people in there. But, I mean, let me just read you something about how self has been elevated and the you deserve it, just do whatever feels good to you.
Yeah.
Selfies, there were 93 million selfies posted each day on IG.
On Instagram.
And that was last year when this information was given. 1,000 selfies are posted on
Instagram
every 10 seconds.
Wow.
Google reports 24 billion selfies a year. And that was last year. I'm sure it's more this year.
You know, I'd like to add here, the reason why this is so important is because self has been elevated. So if you're going to be a faithful friend, you are going to have to lay down self to be faithful. There are going to be times where to keep your word, you're going to have to sacrifice what you wanted to do in the moment or what you had planned to be that faithful friend. So that's why.
Or you might have to just simply forgive.
Right, right.
Because somebody's done something that hurt you and it's not right and they're not aware of it and they didn't ask you to forgive them.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
It's just the right thing to do for Jesus and have mercy on them and give them some grace and keep standing by them. That's the bottom line.
Right, so that's why being self-centered and being consumed with self is so dangerous because there's no way you're going to be able to be a true friend and be consumed with yourself. It's just not possible. You will have to lay down your life for your friends if you really want to enjoy true friendship. And the wonderful thing is when Mylon and I are both laying down our life for each other and we're preferring one another, when we're both giving, then we both win. Nobody misses
That's
out in
right.
that scenario.
Amen.
And so it's always a blessing. God's way is the highest way, and it's always the blessed way. And you will enjoy your relationships
That's
and
right.
your friendships more when you do it God's way.
Anytime you get in a giving contest,
right.
everybody wins.
That's right. Amen.
Luke 16, verse 10 says, "He who is faithful in a very little thing is faithful also
much.
In much."
Yeah.
"And he who is dishonest and unjust in a little thing, a very little thing, is dishonest and just also in much." Yeah. "And if you have not proved faithful in that which belongs to another," now we're talking about friendship.
Yeah. Ooh,
"whether God
good.
Or man,"
that's good.
"If you have not proved faithful in that which belongs to another, who will give you that which
is
your own?
Wow.
This is how we grow in faithfulness. We practicing in what we would consider the little things in our relationship with others.
Yeah.
We practice being quick to forgive.
Yeah.
And slow to anger.
Amen.
Now, I mean, you do understand that takes practice. That is not natural for our flesh. Just being, a really sweet person all the time. Are you kidding me? You know, we have a tendency to want what we want, and we want everybody else to do things our way instead of being practicing what we would consider very little things. Because God said, "I'm watching. I see how you treat that stuff that you don't think is important. You get sarcastic and rude to people and that you should be showing honor to."
Yeah.
And you just tell them off. You've had enough of this, that, the other. And I've done it. I mean, what I'm telling you about, the reason we're talking about this is these are things we want to change. We want to grow up in this. I'm going to close with this today. Proverbs 28 and verse 20 says, "A faithful man shall abound with blessings."
Yeah, there's the reward.
Oh, come on, somebody.
Yeah, when you choose to be faithful.
Now, I'm going
to
say that again.
That's good.
Because there isn't anybody watching this show that doesn't want to abound with blessings.
Yeah,
abound.
Yeah. Woo.
Big blessings.
Abundance.
Lots of abounding blessings.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Amen.
How? By being a faithful man or a faithful woman, a true friend of God, a true friend of man,
Amen.
A true friend of whoever your friends are. True friends don't walk out. They don't, I mean, think of all the people you've known in your life that at one time you were super, super close, BFFs. And where are they now? Somebody got offended and you just spiritually assassinated each other and walked away. Yeah. And that's it. I'm done with you. I ain't talking to you anymore. You're out of my life. Somebody gets mad at you because you aren't following them on Twitter anymore. Give me a break, people. I mean, what's important in life? You want to be faithful in big things? You want God to let you be in charge? You got to be faithful in these little things. Mm-hmm. Well, man, we're going to be praying for you. In fact, I'm going to do that right now. Yeah. Father, we all need help with this, Lord. We know that we can grow in this. And so I lift up my brothers and sisters, and I ask you to help them as they make a determination to come closer to you and therefore to be a better friend to you and a better child of God, and also to be a better friend to those around about them.
Thank you.
Bless them, Lord, and help them. And I give you praise and glory for it in Jesus' name. Hey, man, get in touch with us at mylands.org. Is there anything we can do for you to help you to not only get to heaven, but to enjoy the trip? And don't forget to stay in the Word, because that will keep you
on the road to freedom.